Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and this is Tippi Talk. I want to welcome you to a new day, a wonderful day, a day that is filled with happiness and joy. And my affirmation for today is, I find happiness in the smallest things. I'm unmoved by conflict, and I always demonstrate courage in the face of adversity. I really love this because it talked to me today. Don't know why, so I'm going to repeat it one more time. I find happiness in the smallest things. I'm unmoved by conflict, and I always demonstrate courage in the face of adversity. That is really powerful. Because today we're talking to Michael Robbins, who is one of the messengers of light and dedicated to spreading the good word. And I'm really excited to be speaking to Michael today because I'm totally dedicated to making life better, making life bigger, bolder, and stronger, and happier, and more powerful. So let me tell you a little bit about Michael before I bring him into the studio. Michael is an author, and by the way, he'll also be speaking to me on Books I Love, which is my radio show dedicated to authors and readers and everything that's related to the word. But for today, Michael is also a graduate of Brooklyn College, which coincidentally is also where I graduated. Is it a small world or a universal alignment? I don't know. You decide. Michael has also taken on many jobs to survive. So have I. He has traveled a lot. I think he's traveled for 12 years. So have I. And he's now a marketing agent for DreamScope, which I'm sure he's going to tell us. It's something for M2 eBooks. But in his words, Michael would say that his real job is remembering who I am. So, Michael, thank you for joining us today, and perhaps we can remember who we are together.
Yes, that would be a delight and always a pleasure. It's the most enjoyable thing one could possibly do. So thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
Thank you, Michael. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and you're listening to Tippi Talk with Michael Robbins today. And the reason that we even started the conversation, Michael, is really because of exactly those cue words that I heard you say at a moment that it really talked to me. And you know how you go through moments in life where you need to hear different things. And when I looked at your name and it says happiness and joy, and how can anybody not want that? And so that's how everything evolved, and here you are today. And can you kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to that point in your life where you decided this is what I'm going to do?
Well, I think a turning point was when I had been in college for 10 years having an assistantship. So I was studying and teaching at the same time, burning the candle at both ends. And at the end of 10 years, I turned in my dissertation on the function of the knight in the Canterbury Tales. I still remember that
wow.
Little old English wanderer prelude with the shortest way to the drop of March.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Back to the Ruta. So I turned it in and was ready to get my PhD, and he said, you're not done. We want you to do some more work on it. And my heart just went, I couldn't believe the words that came out of my mouth. I said, I quit. And I walked away from 10 years of work, inches away from the goal. For all purposes, it was completely insane, but it was a great thing to do. That's what my heart wanted. It wanted freedom. It had enough. It just didn't have any more space for me just to be studying and studying and studying and teaching. So I lived on the road without working for 12 years. And that was an experience. That was a wonderful journey of following freedom. And to be able to do that and live a life without having to follow, you know, societal, restrictions and guidelines. And then my current
wife
now.
What kind of things, Michael? What kind of things did you do?
Well, just adventure. I get up every day, and it was the days of being a hippie when all things were possible. Some out on the road, who knows where it was going to go, and we would go. I met people, encounter groups, you know, parks, meeting all kinds of people, wonderful conversations and adventures, and, you know, that kind of thing. Every day was an adventure, every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your freedom. That was my calling. That was my love. That was my so wonderful after 10 years of not, you know, having the opposite of that. And
so
then,
basically, you went from 10 years of slavery to 10 years of freedom. Sounds like really extreme.
Yes, very, very extreme and very enjoyable. And then my current wife got pregnant then. And I tried to run away, but she had a firm hold. She had a firm hold. And so when I had to change diapers, get a job, do the thing that normal people do, it was not easy for me. And I began studying. I wanted to find the freedom I had internally that I had externally in the circumstances I was in. And I read everything I could on psychology, philosophy, religion, spirituality, but I didn't want to believe. I wanted to know. And really, really the core of that search is that I got ideas, but how the ideas became reality was through meditation. Now, I studied meditation for over 45 years. I have searched every kind of meditation I could find, and I never found the one for me, that I really felt I was there. So I took pieces from here and pieces from there, used my own creativity, and put together something that I now experience and I now share, which takes me into the zone of bliss like nothing else does. And really that, you know, that was, and I continue the journey both to teach that and to share that, but also to learn that. I'm continually learning and growing as well. And it's a wonderful and delightful journey. It isn't always easy. There are challenges. And, living in this human plane is not easy. There's a lot to overcome, but the opportunity and that is in front of everyone to tap into their divinity, to tap into that voice of stillness and brilliance, is such a blessing that the world needs waking up to, and many people are at this time
waking up. So before you go anywhere else, I actually was intrigued by the meditation and the way you presented. What I saw was that you had said something to the effect, meditation like no other, or one of a kind, or different, somehow unique and different than all the other meditation. And as you know, there are thousands of meditations out there that I really do find okay. You know, I would rather have someone do that than do nothing. But I do find for me that one I would think would be the most superior for specific reasons. So I wonder what it is, if you can identify, that makes it that one meditation that is different and superior.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I wanted so many different aspects. I wanted many of these meditations promised so much. And my experience was, yes, good, but not compared to what's being promised. I felt there was more, and I wasn't getting there. So some of the things that I use in meditation, and really now at this point, although I still use it, I can just go into the silence and sit, but I couldn't back then. I needed all these steps that I found, and some of the steps were, one, breath work. Breath is so powerful. I have done up to over 2,500 warrior breaths. And a warrior breath is a deep breath in through the nose and a deep breath out through the nose or mouth. Doesn't matter. And doing that oxygenates the body to such a degree that you get into heightened states of awareness. So one of the things was breath. Another was holding the breath, because when you hold the breath, you bring the chi or life energy into the physical body. So that was another key component. Then there was sound, and I use sound because sound reverberates the energy in the body, opens up the mystical pineal gland, and I use the sound of I am, which is the name of God, the holiest name of God, and also our name. So I don't know how much time I have. There are some more elements, but I don't want to pick up the whole show talking about all of the aspects of it. So you get a few.
So basically, definitely don't want to take up all the time because there's more that we want to say, and we really don't have that much time. But the essence of what you're really saying is one of the things about meditation, that the goal and the ultimate meditation would be to be able to step into the silence. Now, the methods of getting there is what could be superior, or some methods will not even get you there. Is that basically the bottom line?
Exactly.
So that makes sense. Exactly. That makes sense. And you're saying that everything that you want to accomplish as far as personal growth, personal wealth, personal joy, and all that, you have to go through meditation somehow, because without that, that's the missing ingredients that you have after you study and study and study. But if you're not going to meditate, you can study all day and all night, that clincher isn't going to be there.
Yeah, that is the key of deeper and deeper connection with the blissful source of all things. And it's so amazing that so many people can live a life with being sustained by that brilliance and not even give it a thought, even for lifetimes upon lifetimes, because this dream is so convincing. It's so real that we're so easily lost in it that we even forget there's a deeper source that allows us to bring it forth.
So when you say this dream, you mean the physical world?
Yeah, the physical world is a very convincing dream. And I call it a dream.
I'm just clarifying what you're saying. Yeah, it's very convincing. As a matter of fact, some people are stuck there and can't go anywhere else. A lot of people.
Absolutely. It seems like the reality, but it's not. We are eternal beings, and when the physical body is no longer, we still go on the journey. And actually, we are in kindergarten. Even when you begin to wake up to the reality of the eternal awareness, we're still in kindergarten here. This journey goes on and on and on until we completely merge. And it could be a very, very long and wonderful, wonderful, increasingly wonderful journey of discovery and service and love.
And so that's what you're dedicated to, making it that kind of a journey,
yeah,
of service and love. And like you said, and I just want to reiterate on that, it's never going to be without any challenges. And so really the question is, how do you handle when you have challenges sometimes that are seem so big and so unbearable and so unconquerable? How do you deal with that? That sometimes throws people back a lot.
Well, it does. And because we're human, it's natural. I myself, in addition to the meditation that I have, and always can come there and leave everything, because it's so clear to me, even though if I'm immersed in it, that everything out here is a temporal dream. And my only reality, and what I'm going for forever, is the eternality. I won't bring anything along with me when I leave my body, except my love, my awareness, that connection. So it's a practice, and even though you practice, you'll fall. But nevertheless, you keep on coming back until you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And in addition, there are some things that I read that come up that are so compelling in their vibration that can easily bring you back into, well, I don't know, depends upon where you are, but can bring you back. So you both have your own meditation, your own communication, your own awareness of stepping back from the dream, no matter how intense it seems, and other vibrational energies, often in the form of literature. And everyone finds their own way. It doesn't work, you know. My meditation might not work for some people at all, or it might work for them. It depends. Everybody has to just find what it is that helps them on the journey back home.
Yeah, so the common thread with the meditations that I would say, and we are going to do some kind of meditation on the show in the days to come, would be the concept of being still, because be still and know is really the essence of what it is, which really brings me to the really, really important question that I know you're really passionate about. And that important thing, the most important thing in life is, what is the purpose of life? What's the point? What's the point and what's the mission in this life, since it's an illusion, it's painful, it could be joyful. I mean, I'm happy right now, but yesterday, one day, I was sad. So what is the purpose?
The purpose is learning who we are and becoming that in physicality as well as spirituality, because the essence that serves all and keeps all in existence is love. And it loves all. And we have the opportunity here of becoming like it, step by step, step by step. But it means letting go of ego, which is that voice that speaks loudest in our heads. And the ego is fear-based. It desperately wants control of the situation, but it was never meant to run the ship of life. So we need to learn
how to let go.
So what was
it meant to do? What was the ego meant to do?
Be a servant of the higher self.
Oh, okay, not the master. Okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Be a servant of the heart. The heart was meant to rule. And we are learning to love, because the truth is that we're all one and there's only God. So I'm just talking.
Yes.
This is God talking to God, and everybody is God, but we're in a human form and we're learning to be as godly as we possibly can be. That's the purpose.
So if somebody wants to hear more from you, and if somebody wants to keep in touch with you, can you give them your website?
Yeah, it's www.michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Robbins, R-O-B, INS, 1B, unlike Tony, dot me. And my email there, my phone is there, and I'd be glad to have this conversation or a conversation with anyone about their about where they are on this journey. Because it's such an enjoyable thing, such an expansive advance awaits every being, and it all depends just upon their readiness and willingness.
And so you have dedicated your life to doing this, and you do something with e-books. What do you do with e-books?
Well, it all came about a friend of mine named Jared Rosen, CEO of DreamSculpt. Haven't seen him very much for about 15 years. We used to live near each other. Calls me up and says, "How'd you like to gather agents of transformation?" And I said, "Well, yeah, that sounds like a nice thing to do." And it's been a very fun job of speaking with people all over the world and inviting them into books. I'm currently working on one for health and wellness. I'm in one called Soul Activators, which can be seen on the last page of my website. It's a free book. And these books are visually stunning, delivering beautiful messages in very succinct forms that people can assimilate easily, and they're free. So it's it's a wonderful opportunity for people who both want to communicate and people who want to learn. So that's basically what they are.
Okay, so let me be the first one to ask for your free book, because it sounds amazing and wonderful, and we're going to be talking further about it in the Books I Love. If anybody's interested, it's Books I Love. You can go to iTunes and type in Books I Love, and you'll get that, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Books I Love. So definitely, I would love to have a copy of your free book, and that way we can even talk about it in more depth. And
it's on my website, and it's on the very last page of the website, the book. Just open it up, and it's a video of concise messages from people of soul wisdom. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And not only can they get that book free, but they can also get bits of wisdom, each one delivering them on 22 days, which they would have to opt in for. But both of those are available. The book itself is free, with nothing else than going to my website. And if they'd like, you know, the steady stream of wisdom, they can get that too by opting in.
Wonderful. So my name is Tippi Felsenstein. I'm talking to Michael Robbins, who has invited you, if you'd like to hear more about the essence and the really important things in life, to go to his website, which is www.michaelrobbins.me. Don't forget that. And it's Robbins with one B, not two Bs. I know people are used to doing the 2B number. They probably do that to you a lot, but it's one B. So basically, the essence of what you do, what is it that you feel that is the most important thing about it? What is it that makes you blood? Yeah.
The most important thing is simply the focus upon it, because there's a treasure buried inside of you, inside everyone. And to the degree of openness to that treasure, it's an endless treasure. There are no words that can possibly explain it. And so my joy in sharing this, or sharing with anybody, or helping anyone on that journey, is an equal pleasure for myself, because I'm focusing on that and being of service, which is what life is about. And it's kind of interesting how things come into your plate. There's a gentleman from England who saw my site, saw that I was an abundance revealer, was probably interested in material abundance, so he connected with me and offered me 6 sessions of coaching. Well, I accepted. He's a brilliant guy. And then it turns out at the end of those sessions, what he really wanted was spiritual awareness. So I've been sharing with him. I've been sharing with him. And the amazing thing is that he is tremendously intellectual. And usually intellectuality can be a barrier towards the simplicity of opening up to spirit. But he is actually getting an understanding and growing and appreciating the wisdom and the connection very much.
Yes, I actually have experienced that opening when I was working with Shirley MacLaine, when she first kind of realized that she had a spirit, that there was more to her life than the body. And I watched that awakening, and it's pretty amazing to see people who are highly intellectual, all of a sudden they get a glimpse that there is more to life. It's almost like seeing a baby take the first step. It's very exciting.
Definitely,
Michael, the more you give, definitely the more you get. There's no way to even describe the feeling of being able to give someone even a little drop of happiness that gives you an ocean of happiness. It gives you so much more than you can possibly give. So, I've definitely experienced that, and that is an amazing feeling. So there's so much more to it. It's very simple, and you're simplifying it down to a really basic, simple journey. And why do people have to make life so complicated?
Well, again, it's because of that voice. They've been conditioned by the world, conditioned by their mind, the ego, which is aptly edging God out. It's a conditioned voice, and the world is full of it. So you grow up hearing it. You pick up all the karma and all of the belief systems of your parents and all of their ancestry. So it's a very challenging journey to break out of the complexity and to move into the simplicity. And it takes a lot of unlearning.
Unlearning.
Yeah.
So that means that what you're saying is that it took you 12 years to unlearn what you learned in 10 years of getting your PhD or your master's?
Well, yeah, so, you know, to a degree, and it continues. I mean, the more you surrender who you think you are as a personality and as a physicality, and then begin to identify yourself as an invisible light energy,
it's
transformational. It's huge. It's amazing to have a completely different perception of yourself and what's real and what's important. It changes everything. It's radical, but it's incremental. It happens by degrees because of the extreme conditioning and powerfulness of the ego, which is fear based and therefore frightened to let go. And
yeah.
So funny, mm-hmm. because what it's going to let go to is love, but it has to give
right,
up its.
Right, right. I think the frightening thing would be more like the unknown, because you don't know what's waiting for you. And
right.
that might be the frightening thing, but
it's unknown, and it has to like give up its control, and it doesn't want to. It's afraid. So
okay.
It's both afraid of the unknown and it's fearful of losing control. So there's a tenacious element to maintain a humanity which is focusing on limitation and creating suffering and challenges. And, you know, look at the history of this world with mass murders and domination and cruelty and children that starve when you spend money on nuclear warfare. I mean, instead of it's insane what humanity has chosen, but it all will be of value in the big picture, in the cosmic
realm. I'm not so sure that humanity has chosen it. I'm just wondering who is really in control, who has been in control of the planet until now, because what I'm seeing is an awakening of people like you that are dedicated to change that, control of whatever it was that's been controlling this planet. And since we really only have like 1 minute left, what I would like you to really talk about is what is it? What is it that is really important? If somebody really says, you know what, yes, I'm ready, I want to do it, I want to change my life, I'm tired of living the illusion, what would be the first thing that you would have them do?
Well, have a conversation with someone who has. Someone who's gone a little further on the journey. So they can invite you to assist you on the journey into the unknown. No one can do it for you, but someone can mm-hmm. assist you who has tasted of that fruit and knows where it is and how to go there. So, you know, if there's an openness, the easiest way is to access the travel path of someone else to see how that feels, I would say.
So one of the ways to do it is to basically really start with your website, because you really are willing and able to help people to come to you and say, okay, Michael, what do I do now? and you'd be willing to take it. It would be an extreme pleasure.
It would be extreme pleasure for me, and I imagine a joy for somebody else to discover that there's way more than they're much more valuable and much more powerful, and there's betterment to them so much more than they might think they are. Why not open that that possibly wonderful door inside themselves?
Yeah, exactly. So we're running out of time, and I guess the best thing we could do right now is give them your website once again, which is Michael Robbins, Robins dot M-E. And I like that M-E. I like dot me. You know, I really like that. It's just that people automatically will type .com, and that's why I want to stress that it's dot me, because it is all about me. And also, if you want to hear Michael again, he will be on Books I Love probably within 2 or 3 weeks on a Wednesday evening at 8:30. And I'm really looking forward to that, Michael. And I want to really thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun talking to you, even though I have a million more questions. But if I ask you all the questions that I want to ask you, we'll probably be on for 24 hours. So,
well, thank you. Thank you, Tippi. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I'm we shall continue. Really appreciate what you do and the excellent questions that you ask. It's given me a really enjoyable experience here. So thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Michael. My name is Tippi Feldenstein, and you are listening to Tippi Talk. Until we meet again, have a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion.